Right, we're starting Kedushin Chavtes. Chavtes Amrav at the Mishnah. There are so many amazing sugyas that we could do just in Kedushin Chavtes. We could spend the rest of the year on Kedushin, you know, just this Mishnah. And we might. Who knows? We'll see. But let's see the Mishnah. Kol mitzvos haben al av, anashim chayavim, anashim peturos. V'kol mitzvos av al ben, echal anashim, echal anashim chayavim. All obligations parents have toward children, only fathers have those obligations, those mitzvahs toward the children, but women do not have, mothers do not have that obligation, but any obligations children have to parents, both sons and daughters have those obligations. Then the Mishnah tells us, they call mitzvah shazman grama, nashim chayev, nashim peturos, any mitzvah shazman grama, men are chayiv and women are pater. If it's not time bound, both men and women are chayiv. Mitzvos lo sasei doesn't make a difference if you're a man or a woman. Nobody is allowed to eat a cheeseburger. If it doesn't make a difference, man or woman, no one's allowed to wear a shatnez. No one is allowed to kill. You're not allowed to do these, so any lo sasei in the Torah. Except three exceptions. Chutz, mi bal takif, the issur of cutting off the payas, which I think we discussed last year a little bit about that issur, the issur of cutting off the payas, so we don't have to discuss that again now. Ubal tashchis, I think we discussed that maybe a little bit also, the issur of shaving the beard, the hashchas hazakan, that's what bal tashchis means over here, that's what Rashi said, bal tashchis pas hazakan. So if the bearded lady at the circus wants to finally shave and get a regular job, so she may use a razor, she's allowed to do hashchas hazakan. Ubal tatami the mason, and the issur of becoming tami the mason. Wait, what's the issur of becoming tami the mason? We do that all the time. No, Rashi says, de kohanim, the issur of kohanim to become tami the mason, but kohenes is allowed to become Tamei LeMeisim. Those are the three exceptions, and that's it. Every other lo sasei, men and women are equally obligated. So, at first, we're going to discuss Mitzvei Shazman Grama and how to define that term, Mitzvei Shazman Grama, and a lot of the details of the Pator Mitzvei Shazman Grama when we get to the Gemara that discusses it. Meaning, Lamed Dalid, we'll B'li Neder, we'll have that discussion. I don't want to focus too much on Mitzvei Shazman Grama right now, head on at least. It will come up in the Sugya of Mila that we're about to do. But just to note, Rashi says, what is Man Grama? Shazman Gorem La Shetavo. That the Zman causes it to come. What's it? The mitzvah. So the mitzvah only comes about because of a zman. So that is that's a very basic but critical definition of zman grama. Sometimes, for example, you have mitzvos that happen at certain times, but it's not the time that caused it to come. You have event-based mitzvos, not time-based mitzvos, but those events only happen at certain times. For example, we hold Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is only d'rabbanan. The machlokes Rishonim with the Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Why is it only d'rabbanan b'zman hazeh? Why isn't it a mitzvah d'oraisa anymore? Because Sfiras HaOmer is very much connected to the Karban Omer. We don't have a Karban Omer, so mele the Chiyuv Sfira doesn't kick in. Now, Sfiras HaOmer always, always starts the second day of Pesach. So is that zman grama? So Pashto says yes, but there's a famous comment that the Ramban has when he lists Mitzvei She'ein Hazman Grama, where he lists Sfiras HaOmer on the list of Mitzvei She'ein Hazman Grama. What? How can you call Sfiras HaOmer Ein Hazman Grama? So one of the suggestions that the Achronim have is a famous Divrei Malkiel, I think, that says that it's a typo. It really said Samech Ayin, and it didn't really mean Sfiras HaOmer, it means Seder Avoda. One of the suggestions that the Achronim like to say is that Sfiras HaOmer may not be Zman Grama, because it doesn't fit this definition of the Zman Gorim Lashatavo. It's not the Zman that's Gorim Lashatavo. What is that's Gorim Lashatavo? It is the event of the Karban Omer. Elamai, the Karban Omer can only be brought on the second day of Pesach, so the Karban Omer itself is maybe Zman Grama, but that may not transfer over to the Svira. Good, that is the basic definition of Zman Grama, which again we'll get into a little bit later on. The Gemara at the outset, just first off, and we're going to come back to these topics also, the Gemara says, well, what is this phrase, kol mitzvos haben al av? What does that even mean, kol mitzvos haben al av? So it sounds like it means, you know, if you were translating the Mishnah, it sounds like it means mitzvos of the son, that the son is obligated to do to the father. And yet the Mishnah says only boys are chayiv, not girls. That's wild. That's telling us that only sons are obligated in kibud aveim, mora aveim, and not girls. So the Gemara says that can't be, because the pasuk tells us ish imo va'aviv tira'u. A man should have mora of his father and mother, but it doesn't just say he should have mora of his father and mother. It says tira'u, they should have mora of their father and mother. Who's they? It said ish is ish, but they is a girl also. So both son and daughter are obligated to mora aveim. Okay, so really what mitzvos haben al av means, the Gemara concludes, must mean obligations that a father has toward a son. What are the obligations that a father has toward a son? So the Braisa lists them. The Braisa enumerates them. Ha'av chay, and each one of these is a sugya. Ha'av chayv bibno, the Braisa says, lamolo, to give him bismila, l'livdoso, pidina ben, l'lamdo Torah, to teach him Torah, l'asio isha, to marry him off, l'lamdo umnus, to teach him a profession. So we got to have shiram on all that, right? We're going to have to talk a lot about mila, we're going to have to talk about pidina ben, we're going to have to talk about the chiyuv of being malamid b'no Torah, we're going to have to talk about to what extent the father has to marry off his child, what exactly does that mean, what does he have to do, you know, does he have to sit there begging girls to marry his son? What does it mean, l'lamdo umnus? What if the kid wants to sit and learn and he doesn't want to learn an umnus? Does the father still have to teach him an umnus? V'yesham rafla shita b'mayim. And some say you have to teach him how to swim. Now, we have to talk about that also. What do you mean you have to teach him how to swim? Why? Why is it so important to teach him how to swim as opposed to any other skill? There are so many skills. Teach him how to cook. I don't know, why do you have to teach him how to swim as opposed to teach him how to cook? His wife will be more grateful if you teach him how to cook than if you teach him how to swim. So Rashi says, why aflashita benar? Shema yifrosh b'sfina v'titva v'yistakin imen yodei aloshut. Because he might go on a boat trip somewhere and the boat's going to sink and it's going to be a big sakana if he doesn't know how to swim. What if the only boat trips he ever plans on going on are boat trips where if the boat sinks, even if he does know how to swim, he's going to die? You know, like you go on a cruise somewhere, you're 100 miles offshore. Doesn't matter if you know how to swim. It'll keep you alive a little longer, but you know it's not going to help anyhow. So, or what if the mode of transportation of boats becomes outdated? So, should we teach him how to parachute? You know, should we teach him? So, what exactly is the nature of this chiyuv of teaching how to swim? Okay, so that's also something we're going to have to discuss at some point. Maybe that we could put in a 10-minute halacha. Oh, we'll see. We'll have to discuss that at some point. Well, there's so much to do over here. Oh, do we paskin this way? Do we paskin? We're going to have to look. Right, we have to lasuki shmeitza li b'dilchsa. Exactly, we have to figure out how we paskin. And then, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol sheinu melamed es b'no umnus melamed listus. If you don't teach a child an umnus, then you're teaching him to rob. Listus al kadaitich? You're teaching him to be a mugger, really? You're not teaching him anything. What do you mean you're teaching him to be a mugger? You're just sleeping. You just sat him down in front of a TV. How's that teaching him listus? So the Gemara says, no, ki ilam melamed listus. It's as if. Why it's as if? Because what do you think he's going to do? He's going to be hungry. He's going to need to support himself. So he's going to have to resort to crime because he's going to have no other way to support himself. That's what Rashi says. To keep it the ein lo umnus the yechsar lachmo. He's not going to have a profession. He's not going to have bread. Yelech b'prashas drachm yelastim esabrios. So he's going to go. He's going to mug people. And he's going to resort to a life of crime in order to support himself. That's why it's melamdo listos. You have a similar expression the Gemara has by Gemara in Soto when it talks about being melamed as bito Torah. Kol melamed as bito Torah is melamdo tiflus. So tiflus al gadai tiflus kiilu melamdo tiflus. It's not that he taught her tiflus. Not that he's teaching her however you define tiflus, immorality or whatever it might be. No, it's just that it's ki'ilu melamda tiflus because it's going to lead to it. So that's the ki'ilu. The ki'ilu means that's what it's going to lead to. So it's going to lead him to resort to a life of crime. Fine. We're not going to focus on any of those things right now. Instead, what we're going to focus on is the next piece. So let's see this little piece of Gemara. L'mola minalan. How do I know that a father has an obligation to give a child a bris mila? Tichsiv. Well, you don't have to, you know, get too far in Chumash to see where bris mila became critical. Vayamal Avram is Yitzchak b'no ben Shmonos Yom Kasher Tzivos Elokim. Pasuk says Avram gave Yitzchak a bris mila when he was 8 days old. Great, like Hashem said. So we have to follow that mitzvah. That's the mitzvah, which is also interesting. That's the source for our chiyuv mila. Because Hashem told Avram to do Chiyuv Milah. Why don't we eat Kiranasha nowadays? So is it because God told Yaakov not to eat Kiranasha, or is it because God repeated at Har Sinai that we should not eat Kiranasha? So anyway, but the pasuk from Avram could serve as a source that there is a mitzvah of Milah. Now the Gemara builds like a system, a three-pronged system of making sure that Milah happens. If the father doesn't do the Milah, Beis Din's got to do the Milah. Dichsiv himalachem kol zachar. Pasuk says that every male has to get circumcised. So Beis Din has to do it. So right away we have to ask the question, what does that mean, Beis Din has to do it? Who's Beis Din? Is it any three guys I pull aside in shul to do ataras nedarim with? Is it the Sanhedrin HaGadol? Is it the local Beis Din? Or does it maybe really not even mean Beis Din at all? Maybe Beis Din over here is just another term for, if the father's not going to do it, the community's got to do it. You know, there are certain things that are chavos hayachid, certain things that are chavos hatzibur. So maybe this starts out as a chavos hayachid, that it's an individual obligation on the father. If he's not going to do it, so it'll revert to a chavos hatzibur. It'll become the tzibur's obligation. Who represents the tzibur in this chavos hatzibur? Who has to see to it that a committee gets formed to make sure that the tzibur is doing all the things, that they set up a kupa and a tamchui for tzedakah, that they set up Moshe melamdei tinokos b'chol year v'year, that they do that they have sudas avra for the aveilim, that they do all of the things that are chavos hatzibur, that they build the mikvah, that they build the shul, all the things that a tzibur needs to do. So it's the basis of responsibility to oversee that as representatives of the tzibur. So, but it's a chavos hatzibur. Maybe it doesn't mean just Beis Din. It's not a din. And if there's no, you're in a makom she'ein Beis Din. So what? No one does it. Okay. So let's see. Ve'echad lo me'al le'beidina. If Beis Din doesn't do it, mechayiv ihu le'mimal nafshei. Then it becomes the kid's own responsibility, presumably at bar mitzvah. That one is chayiv kares if he doesn't get a bris milah. Which begs the question, what does that mean? One is chayiv kares if he doesn't get a bris milah. When's he chayiv kares? He could get a bris milah when he's 13, he can get a bris milah when he's 15, when he's 20, when he's 30. When's he chayiv kares? Is he chayiv kares only if he dies without a bris milah? Or is he chayiv kares each and every day that he doesn't get a bris milah? Also, major discussion in the Rishonim, we'll get there. Ihi minolan delo mechayva. But in this hierarchy of chiyuv milah, starting with the father, and then Beis Din, and then ultimately child, there's someone missing. The mother's missing. Let's say a father's not around. You would think, logically, father's incapacitated or is otherwise unable to do it. Let the mom do it. And you wouldn't just be thinking, you know, off the cuff like that. There's good reason to think that way. Because in Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it. He was preoccupied with getting, attacked. So Tzipora did it. So where's the mother in the whole equation? So it says Gemara, how do I know the mother's not chayiv d'chsiv? Kasher tziva oso elokim, oso v'lo osa. Avram was commanded, oso v'lo osa, says Rashi, not Sarah. Ashkechan miyad l'doros minolon. But we only see from there that there's a chiv to get bris milah. That the chiv on the man was for Avraham. And not Sarah, how do I know it's for every male and not female, that every father and not mother is chayiv? So Tanit Berib Shmuel, Kol Mokom Shem Ritzav, Einu El Aziruz, Miyaru L'Doros. That the word Tzav generally means two things. It means that it's a Ziruz, that it's that you have to do something with tremendous alacrity, and that it's Miyaru L'Doros, that it's both of immediate importance and eternal importance for all future generations. How do I know the word Tzav means those things? Ziruz D'Chsiv, Tzav is Yeshua V'Chaskei V'Amtseyu. So, Tzav, Chaskei V'Amtseyu, and give him Chizik, and hype it up, build it up. So that's Ziruz. Miyaru L'Doros D'Chsiv, Miniyom Asher Tziva Hashem V'Hala L'Doros Eichem. So, L'Doroseichem, Tziva Hashem, L'Doroseichem. So that's how you see that Tzav is not just zeros, it's Miyad L'Doros. So good, so the Shekashat Tziva Oso Elokim is we have to be very Zariz in Mitzvah Mila, and we also have to do it Miyad L'Doros. That it's even for later generations that it's the man's job and not the woman's job to do a bris milah. Now, there are, as I mentioned, lots of different topics to discuss. What we're going to start with is the issue of why we need a limud at all to tell me that a woman is pater from doing a bris milah. After all, we just learned in our Mishnah, and we're going to elaborate in the Gemara where we know this, that women are pater from all mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So, milah l'chora is a mitzvah shazman grama. On the eighth day, you give the child the milah. You're not supposed to delay. You got to give it on the eighth day. And you can't do it before the eighth day. So good. So it's a mitzvah shazman grama. So that alone should make women pater. So that's going to be the kasha all the Rishonim ask, and we're going to deal with that. That's issue number one we're going to be dealing with. But there are multiple other issues that we're going to want to discuss as well. For example, and part of that issue of the limud about women, just to broaden it, it's not just going to be the limud about women, it's going to be whose obligation is bris milah? To what extent is it the father's obligation? To what extent is it Bezin's obligation? To what extent is it the child's obligation? Who ultimately is the one that is, what is the nature of each one's obligation? Meaning, is it fundamentally a father's chiyuv, it's just that it reverts to the child if the father didn't do it? Or is it fundamentally the son's chiyuv, it's just that when he's a katan, he can't have any chiyuvim yet, so the father does it for him? Right? How do we view it? So, in general, how do we view the mitzvah of milah? A second topic we're going to have to discuss, which is a topic discussed a lot by Poskim, by the famous Shach and the Ketzos on this. Father is obligated to do bris milah. Does that mean the father is obligated to do the bris milah? That he's got to do it himself? Can he have a shliach do it? So obviously, if he doesn't know what he's doing, then it would be usher for him to do it if he doesn't know what he's doing. You're not allowed to mutilate a child. So, but is it, does he have an obligation to learn so that he could do a bris milah? Or would we say, shlucha shalom kamosa, have a shliach do it? Is shlichus a desirable thing for bris milah? An undesirable, a b'dieved? Or something that's not even possible by bris milah? Is maybe shlichus something that's, that for some reason is out of the, it's lo ba b'cheshbon for bris milah? We're also going to have to talk about what the chiyuv of Beis Din is all about, meaning at what point does the chiyuv of Beis Din kick in? Right, we said that a father is obligated in bris milah. If he doesn't do it, then Beis Din. If they don't do it, then the kid himself. Well, I know when the father becomes obligated, that's on the eighth day. I know when the kid becomes obligated, that's on his bar mitzvah. When's Beis Din? When does their obligation kick in? What, the ninth day? Or the day before his bar mitzvah? Somewhere in between? Halfway? So that's also not so clear. That's also something that we're gonna have to discuss. And like we said, also, what does Beis Din mean? Does Beis Din mean Beis Din, or does it mean Kol Yisrael? Another issue we're gonna have to discuss is there ever a situation where a woman is chayv in milah? Is there ever a scenario where we'd say that a woman would do a bris milah? I was asked, and can a woman do a bris milah? I was asked a shayla once, an OBGYN, a woman works in a hospital, and she delivers babies all the time, and a lot of times, when you have non-religious couples, they just want to do the circumcision in the hospital. So they just ask the doctor, just do it. And sometimes, instead of getting a urologist to come do it, apparently it's a fairly simple procedure, so they'll just ask the OB to do it. So it was a frum woman, she's an OB, and she says, if I know that they're not going to have a proper milah, and they asked me to do a circumcision, should I be making a bracha? Should I be doing the bris? So it's a little more complicated with her because she's doing it before the eighth day. But if she could do it after the eighth day, right? If she could say, I'll do it, but let's just wait a few days or something like that. So what exactly is a woman's role, or might a woman's role become in bris milah? All of these are important issues to discuss. But let's start with something even more basic than that. And that is, why we're learning Kiddushin. So for the first semester, we were learning Kiddushin. We were learning about how to be Mekadesh and Isha, all the Darkei Kinyanim. And once we're talking about how to be Kona and Isha, and how she could be Konatzma, so we talk about other types of things to be Kona. What does this have to do with Kiddushin? Well, why is this at all, even in Mesechus Kiddushin? So the Ritva writes that since we discussed you know, Haisha Niknis, because of Bia, that a woman is acquired, how a woman is Miskadeshes. So Rebbe wants to tell us that the father is the one that has to marry his son off to a wife. Meaning, this whole Mishnah is here because of that one detail. Of all of the mitzvahs that a father has to do for a child and mother doesn't have to do, which, by the way, wasn't even explicit in the Mishnah, but the Brisa elaborated that one of those chiyuvim is not only Mila and Pidyon HaBen and teaching him to swim and teaching him numnus, but Lasiyahuisha, to marry him off. So since that is one of the examples, that's why this is here in Maseches Kiddushin. That's just the way Shas works sometimes. Sometimes you'll have, you know, we just had Daf Yomi, Maseches Gittin, we have a parak called, we're learning right now, Parak HaNizakin. What's Parak HaNizakin? That when you damage someone, you have to pay from your Idis, from your best karka. Your Balchov, you pay from Beninus. And Subasisha pays from Ziburus. What does that have to do with Gittin at all? And Nizakin, it's all about damages and assessing the Idis and the Beninus. So Tos points out why, you know, that it seems to be somewhat out of place. And it turns out funny that you could learn all of Maseches Baba Kama and all of Maseches Baba Metzia and Baba Basra and not know everything there is to know about Nezikin. Because you got to learn Gittin a little bit. You could learn all of Maseches Gittin and not know everything there is to know about Gittin. You got to learn a little Baba Kama to learn everything there is to know about Gittin. So there's that's just the way Shas works. So as it turns out, here in Kiddushin, we have something that's absolutely nothing to do with Kiddushin. That's why Rav Shechter always says that he finds it very troubling that people paskin a halacha when they gain expertise in a single area and know nothing about anything else. You know, whether that's what he always asks, he always answers when we ask, are women allowed to paskin halachas? So one thing you need to paskin halacha is a big hekif of kol haTorah kula. You certainly can't say, I'm going to study one area of halacha, and if I know this one area of halacha really well, and I study it really well, so I'm ready to paskin in this area. No, you're not. Because you have to have an idea of everything. You have to have an idea of a picture, at least. You have to be a bucky in every single detail of everything. Not everyone could do that. But at least have an idea, have a clue about Kol HaTorah Kula. And then you could pass in certain areas. You have to... Divrei Torah, Niyu B'makom Echad, V'ashir B'makom Acher. So that's what the Ritva writes over here. The Tosus Rid says a little differently. That once we say the different types of chilukim that there are in Kinyana between Rishos Gavoa and Rishos Hedyot, so the Tana mentions chilukim between the Chiyuv HaIsh and Chiyuv HaIsha, meaning once we're making distinctions, right? The Mishnah Chav Chesam Beis was Rishos HaGavoa B'Kesef, Rishos HaHedyot B'Chazaka. So we're making distinctions between Rishos Gavoa and Rishos HaHedyot. The most konos for Hegdish, but by Hedyot, when you're making deals between different people, regular Jews, Ma'us is not konos, you need to do an actual, you know, physical kinyan. So once we're making those distinctions, so we continue along the lines of distinctions. Distinctions of Chiyuvei Ish, Chiyuvei Isha, fine, that's what it's doing over here. All right, whatever it is doing over here, let's try to sink our teeth into this a little bit. Says Tosfos, Osov lo osa. The mitzvah of Mila is father's mitzvah, not the mother's mitzvah. Frek Tosfos, v'im tomer, lamali kra. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's father's mitzvah, not mother's mitzvah? Typically, the mitzvah shazman grama hu. Why don't we say the mitzvah shazman grama? Shenimo b'shmini ledaso v'nashim peturos. Because you only get a bris mila on the eighth day. You don't get a bris mila before the eighth day. So women should be peturos, because mitzvah shazman grama. It's interesting that he considers that zman grama. The mitzvah starts on the eighth day. So that's called zman grama. It's a klutz kasha that all the achronim ask. It sounds a little like klutz kasha. It's like a very, I guess you could call it balabatish kasha. Shouldn't every mitzvah be a mitzvah shazman grama because they don't start till your bar mitzvah? 13 years you're on this earth and you have no chiyuv. Comes bar mitzvah, boom, now you're chayiv. So doesn't that make it a mitzvah shazman grama? So why is that not a mitzvah shazman grama? What? Well, you can. You can take a lulav now. You want to take a lulav now? Doesn't it? No one's going to stop you. Is there an isser? It's a baltosif. You have kavan lahosif, it would be an isser. Over here, you're saying you get schar, it's an enem mitzuvah viyosa. A katan gets schar, midin chinuch, it's an enem mitzuvah viyosa. Let's assume that's midrabanan. So on the daraisa levels again, so it could be that it's not called zman grama if you're just not a bar chiyuva yet. Meaning when you're a bar chiyuva in mitzvahs, so you're obligated in all mitzvahs. It's just that this mitzvah doesn't apply yet. So then we say that's a mitzvah shazman grama. But if you're simply not a bar chiyuva, you have no chiyuv in mitzvahs whatsoever. So we're not going to say that. Therefore, when you become a bar chiyuva, it becomes a zman grama. It's not the zman that's goreim; it's your chiyuv that was goreim. You became a bar chiyuva. So would you say the same thing by mila? Maybe that prior to the eighth day, he's not a bar chiyuva in mila. Comes day eight, then he becomes a bar chiyuva. So why can't you say that to answer Tosfos Kasha? It's not a mitzvah shel zman grama. You just simply weren't a bar chiyuva before the eighth day. Oh, because even after the eighth day, guess what? The baby still isn't. He's still not a bar chiyuva. The father is a bar chiyuva, and the father was always a bar chiyuva. Before the eighth day, the father is also a bar chiyuva. It's just this mitzvah didn't yet apply to him. Right? I saw one of the Achronim wanted to make that sushtal, compare it to bar mitzvah, whatever. I don't think so. So it's a very different. It's a very different thing. Father was a bar chiyuva the whole time. So Tosus is asking. He's asking very well. It's a mitzvah shazman grama. So Tosus gives one answer, and every rishon and achron, chips in their own answer over here. So Tosus suggests v'yesh lomar kivan demi yom hashmini v'hala ein la hefsek lav zman grama hu. So what's he saying? Why is it not zman grama? The mitzvah starts on day 8, but keeps going forever and ever. So since there's never a hefsek, it's not called zman grama. What does that mean, there's never a hefsek in the mitzvah? What does that mean?
Once the chiyuv kicks in, it doesn't go away until you fulfill the mitzvah.
Ah, the chiyuv is always going to be there until you fulfill the mitzvah. Meaning, if you still haven't given yourself a bris milah and you're 38 years old, you still have the mitzvah. Right? So that's what makes it not zman grama. Is it possible that Tosfos means something else? Meaning, let's put it this way. Is that really true? The mitzvah that you have on the eighth day, is it really the same mitzvah that continues for the rest of your life? It's demonstrably not true. We just learned it. Whose mitzvah is it on the eighth day? Father's mitzvah. How long does that last for? Till he's 13, or till Beis Din, whatever, right? But let's say at most till he's 13. Mimela, there is an end time for the father. So the mitzvah of Mila that's ala av luchora should still be zman grama, according to Tosfos, because it's going to be the son's mitzvah after 13. Mitzvah Mila on the son, I understand you want to say is not zman grama because he would have to do that forever. Unless we redefine what exactly the mitzvah is, right? Maybe you could say, no, the mitzvah, the milah on the father never goes away; it just gets transferred. That mitzvah of doing the milah gets transferred. Or, whenever you talk about milah, there's a famous comment of the Rugachever. I'm not sure if it's famous, but there's a comment of the Rugachever, where the Rugachever points out this in Rav Zevin in the Sefer Ishim Mishitos. Tries to demonstrate how various Gedolei Yisrael through the generations, how they thought. It's like mini biographies of their brains. It's not really biographies of their lives. It's not like, when he was 5 years old, he did this and their favorite color was that. It's biographies of their brains, of their way of thinking. So he said, whereas Reb Chaim was very into Tzvei Dinim, the Rugachever always had three Dinim. He would like to dissect things into three parts. And one of the examples that he gives is Mitzvahs Mila. That there's a mitzvah to do a milah. There's an iser to be an orel. Chayv kares for being an orel. And then there's a mitzvah to be mahul, to be gemalt. Now one could argue that the mitzvah to do a milah is mangram. It is mangram. Because on the eighth day you have a mitzvah to do a milah. After that, it gets downgraded to an entirely different mitzvah. After the eighth day, it becomes milah shelo bezman. And you know what milah shelo bezman means? It's not docheh Shabbos anymore. It's a very decidedly b'dieved form of milah. So maybe in terms of mitzvahs milah, it would be zman gram. It doesn't apply before the eighth day. It doesn't apply after the eighth day in the same form. Ooh, but the mitzvah liyos mahu, to be gemalt, starts on the eighth day, and that mitzvah goes forever. And guess what? That mitzvah keeps on going even after you got your bris milah. The mitzvah of being gemalt, of having a bris milah, as long as you're not moshech ba'ar lasso, you don't get surgery to undo the milah, so you're fulfilling that mitzvah each and every day. That's what they say, the Gemara with David HaMelech, right? That David HaMelech felt that he was in a bathhouse, and he said, "Oy vey, I'm arum in a mitzvah. I don't have any mitzvahs. I don't have my talis. I don't have my tefillin." And then he saw his milah, and he was happy. "Oh, I'm not arum in a mitzvah. At least I have milah." "Well, what do you mean? Because your father did a bris when you were 8 days old? You think you have a mitzvah? You don't have any mitzvah. Your father did a bris on you when you were 8 days old." "No, Marachar Zeruah. He has the mitzvah of being gemalt, and that he always has with him for the rest of his life. Every moment he walks around with that, he's fulfilling that mitzvah." So maybe that's what Tosis means. From Yom HaShmini V'Ala Ein La Hefsek Pashup Shad, I agree with you. And Ein La Hefsek means, as long as you didn't do it, you're still going to be chayav. So one-time mitzvah to do a bris milah, to do the act of milah, and as long as you haven't done it, for the rest of your life, you're still going to be chai. Or maybe Ein La Hefsek means that the mitzvah of being gemalt starts on the eighth day and stays forever. Whether you did it or not, you still have that mitzvah. Good, something to think about. We'll come back to that.
You need two osos, right? Like at all times?
So right. Right. Gemara says like that, yeah. Right. So he's saying the os itself is like being gemalt, right? That's the mitzvah of being gemalt means to have your os with you, the os mila with you. Right. That's the tshuva in the Trumas Hadeshin, where someone says if a person doesn't have a mila, should he wear tefillin on Shabbos? So Trumas Hadeshin says from there that in the Meidim Midivrei Agada. It's Nagarata Gemara, we can't determine the halacha based on Nagarata. So you still don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, even if you don't have a bris milah. So says Tosos, another second half of Tosos. Vim Tomer Akati Mitzvei Shazman Gramahu. He says, okay, it's not a Mitzvei Shazman Gramah in the sense that it will apply forever. But he says it's still a Mitzvei Shazman Gramah. De'ein Malin El Biyom, Kedisa Perakara. Because you can only do the bris milah during the daytime, not during the nighttime. So that itself makes it a mitzvah shazman grama. Now, wait a second. If the mitzvah that's in la hefsek is the mitzvah of being gemalt, right? So this kasha is not a kasha. What's the kasha? You only do bris every day, you can't do it at nighttime. Yeah, but you're supposed to be gemalt at nighttime also. You're supposed to have a milah forever, 24/7. Shabbos, nighttime, daytime, all. So that's the clue that Tosos wasn't, that you read the Tosos correctly originally. Right? Tosos is not talking about the mitzvah of having a milah, he's talking about the mitzvah of doing the milah. And we only do the milah during the day, we don't do it at night. And the only answer to come up with on that is you have to assume that once it's milah shelo bezmana, you can even do a palayla, that it doesn't have to be done during the day. But in hachinam, Tosfos seems to be assuming, if you hold that a milah shelo bezmana can only be done during the day, which by the way we hold that a milah shelo bezmana is only done during the day, then Mimela to Mitzvah Shazman Grama, you don't need the whole drasha of the Gemara. La Lacha would come out the same. A woman doesn't have to do Mila, but for a different reason. Because it's Mitzvah Shazman Grama, not because of any drasha, Oso, Velo, Osa, Avra, Menatzara, Tzav, Zeros, Ladoros, none of that. That's how Tosus comes out. Now there is a comment in the Marach or Zerua in Simin Yer Aleph. I meant to give you a photocopy of it. I made it for my high school guys, this Marach or Zerua. I don't know if we're going to learn it in the high school shir, but I at least gave them a copy of it. Marach or Zerua Simin Yer Aleph has the following fascinating chiddush. He says, there is no chiyuv of a father to give his son a bris milah. What? You can't say that. A father doesn't have to actually do a bris milah. Ella la'asok sheyehei nimo. The mitzvah of the father is not to give a bris milah. The mitzvah of the father is to see to it that the kid has a bris milah. You know, become an askin. Make sure it happens. Dumya de kalani de kachashvasim. Lalam de Torah, lalam de umnus, lashita benar. Or if the father's not a lifeguard, you know, then it's a probably can't do the mitzvah. No, all these things. He doesn't have to do himself. He doesn't have to teach him a trade himself. He can send him to college. He doesn't have to teach him Torah himself. He can send him to yeshiva. V'chilo yiskar malami de benar le Torah le kalhani. Very strange comment. He says, you know, the Torah says you got to do all sorts of mitzvahs. You have to write your tefillin, and you have to tie your tzitzis, and you have to build your sukkah. You can have other people do it for you also. So he says, "El kolani ikur mitzvahs and eino haasiya elasha mila chasuma bevesara v'chein yeshivasa besuka v'chein tefillin amunachin barosha bezro mila gam hi ikur mitzvahs akei." Wow, says the Marach or Zerua, all of these mitzvahs are about achieving a certain result. It's not about the asiya. The asiya is almost like a hechsher. It's a hechsher mitzvah. And you don't have to do the hechsher. Let someone else do the hechsher. The mitzvah of sukkah is sitting in the sukkah. It's not building a sukkah. It says Tasa, you have to build a sukkah. You have to see to it that a sukkah gets built by human hands. A sukkah gets built by not even human hands, but a sukkah is kind of a chaskasha. But then a sukkah gets built. Tefillin have to get written. But your mitzvah is to wear them. So Mila also. And he says, you know what my raya is? David HaMelech. Shoyim etztayr kishenichlas amerchatz v'ra atzmo orim b'lo mitzvah. And he remembered the Mila. And if Mila was not a mitzvah of having a Mila, it was only on the asiya. Lama samachala yosem yirosh uzrov kol gufo. What was he so happy about? Shekiyim b'mitzvahs tefillin v'tzitzis v'kama mitzvahs. He could have looked at his whole body and seen that he did all those mitzvahs earlier that day. Wow. And he says another raya. Rabbi Lazar de Mila. A paragraph of Masech Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar de Mila. What's Rabbi Lazar de Mila? Rabbi Lazar is of the Shita that Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos also. What are Machshire Mila? Part of the mitzvah of Mila is cutting the wood to make the fire to, you know, sterilize the knife and make the knife to use for the bris Mila. So you're allowed to do all that on Shabbos. You can chop the wood, you can make the fire, all that on Shabbos. Machshirim milah duch Shabbos. Does a father have to do that? All that? Can you hire someone else to be the wood chopper and to make the fire? Sure. Va'odim ha'av ba'atzmu chayv l'molo ahu o shlucho dafke im kein im molo sa'achar b'lo rishos ha'av she'enu chavis b'shluchuso eno mol. He says if the father, if it's really a mitzvah of the father to do the milah, so it's either him or he has to make a shaliach, shulcha shalom kamoso. What if someone else would take that baby and do a meal on that baby? Would you need a tafas tambris? Because the baby's not mul? Or would you say, no, he's got a meal now. Father just has to see to it that he has a meal. So if he has a meal by someone else doing it, great. So I have nothing to see to anymore. So that's Marachor Zeruah's strong argument. Mitzvah is not on the father to be mal, it's to be worried and see to it that the son becomes mal. Now, Ruchim Fushal Perlau, in his commentary on Sefer Mitzvahs L'Rav Sad Yagon, page Kuf Pei Beis, proves from this Or Zeruah that fundamentally it must be the son's chiyuv. Because there's no chiyuv to be mal nefelim, Or Zeruah says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a mitzvah l'meisim. There's no chiyuv to be mal in nefel, because there's no mitzvah for mesim, for dead people, a miscarried fetus. But if it was a chiyuv on the father, what do you mean? There's no mitzvah on mesim. It's a mitzvah on the father. So it must be that the Or Zeruah is understanding that the chiyuv is on the son, and it's just that the son can't do it, so the father has to see to it that it gets done. But really, fundamentally, it's the son's chiyuv. Right, but you could say that, but that's not what the Marachor Zeruah says. It says he has no, there must not be a chiyuv on nefelim, because Hashem doesn't give a mitzvah l'meisim. So if that's what the Marachor Zeruah says, so comes along Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau says, wow, that means. Meaning, if that's the reason, that must mean that it's because it's the son's mitzvah. Otherwise, who's talking about a chiv on Mason? We're talking about a chiv of the father. And then, yeah, you know, only when he has a live son. That's what I would have said. So, we're going to start with that point tomorrow. Father's mitzvah fundamentally, or son's mitzvah fundamentally, and it's going to connect to the Tosfos, to how to answer Tosfos Kasha, and the Ramban. I put some Mar Makomos there, I don't know if you have a chance. But the Ramban is very important.